inventory in the supply chain. The inventory types described here are used in aggregate inventory management to help determine where inventory is accumulating and where it is not. For example, work-in-process inventory might be accumulating during production due to long queues before work centers and long wait times after. Tracking inventories by these categories helps finance determine areas where improvements can be made rather than just summing all inventory, no matter where it is in the system. Inventory can consist of the following. Definitions are from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Raw material consists of purchase items or extracted materials that are converted via the manufacturing process into components and products. These are materials, components, or purchase subassemblies that have not yet undergone any processing by the purchaser. This inventory, for example sand, computer chips, exists at the manufacturer's location as it awaits processing. For example, the processing of sand into concrete 1009 chips onto a circuit board. Work in process, WIP, is a good or goods in various stages of completion throughout the plant, including all material from raw material that has been released for initial processing up to completely processed material awaiting final inspection and acceptance as finished goods inventory. Many accounting systems also include the value of semi-finished stock and components in this category. SIN, in process inventory. Floor stock is an inventory of inexpensive production parts from which production workers can draw without requisitions. SIN. Bench stock. Expense stock. Normally, floor stocks are directly consumed as production overhead and then are absorbed when the order is ready and the WIP is deducted. Semi-finished goods are products that have been stored in an uncompleted state and are awaiting final operations that will adapt them to different uses or customer specifications. Depending on the type of manufacturing environment, semi-finished goods may be decoupled from the manufacturing process sequence to await customer ordering at different points in the process. For example, in an assemble-to-order environment, final assembly may be held until an order is placed. At that point, customer-selected features may be applied, such as modules or colors. WIP inventory may be stored at work centers or in central warehouses. Finished goods inventory is the on-hand stock of items on which all manufacturing operations, including final testing, have been completed. These are items that have been completely processed. They may be held as inventory at the supplier/manufacturer until they are dispatched to the next supplier/manufacturer or to distribution centers, distributors, or retailers. At some point, ownership of the finished goods is transferred between parties and the goods become the next party's inventory. Distribution inventory is inventory, usually spare parts and finished goods, located in the distribution system. For example, in warehouses or in transit between warehouses and the consumer. This includes inventory in distribution centers, which is accounted for in the organization's information systems, plus in transit or pipeline inventory, which may be separately accounted for since it may or may not be counted as being an inventory in the system due to ownership transfers. The term in transit or pipeline inventory captures just the inventory that is in movement in the supply chain. In a large supply chain, the amounts in transit at any given point can be significant. From an aggregate inventory perspective, the average amount of inventory in transit is effectively being stored in a virtual warehouse. Maintenance, repair, and operating, RO, supplies is defined as items used in support of general operations and maintenance, such as maintenance supplies, spare parts, and consumables used in the manufacturing process and supporting operations. Z, non-production material. MRO is held at each stage in the supply chain. The amounts held may be affected by the cost of the items and their criticality. For example, an expensive machine part may be held as inventory if the machine is critical to production and the lead time required to obtain the part is long. In some organizations, the operations and maintenance function is responsible for requisitioning and purchasing MRO inventory and maintaining its levels. While in others, operations and maintenance will only requisition materials and purchasing will order from approved suppliers. Inventory represents value, and it can look different from different perspectives, from how it is transformed over time, to the purpose it serves the organization, as just discussed with service parts, to its position in the supply chain. Exhibit 6-2 shows how inventory is transformed through processing and how its position in the supply chain at or between its various possible echelons. Some echelons, such as wholesalers, may be omitted in a given supply chain, affects its inventory type. The finished goods of suppliers become raw materials to the manufacturer. Since suppliers are often manufacturers in their own right, they will have their own raw materials, WIP, finished goods, floor stocks, MRO, and distribution inventories. Finally, Note how finished and semi-finished goods now have subtypes. Postponement parts, for example, modules for assemble to order, packaged goods, bulk goods, and service parts for independent demand. Service parts for internal use are part of MRO. Exhibit 6-2, how inventory flows through supply chain. The strategic choices related to manufacturing environment, process type, and process layout will impact which types of inventory are likely to accumulate. Project work center and batch process types will have more opportunity to accumulate excess WIP inventory than line and continuous process types, simply because these latter methods have a relatively fixed and thus low amount of WIP inventory by their very nature. An assemble to order, WIP or semi-finished goods might be shipped to distribution centers for final assembly, but accounting would want to decide whether to call this WIP semi-finished goods or distribution inventory to avoid double counting any inventory. From the perspective of the supply chain and the internal value chain, within a manufacturer, the challenge is to minimize the amount of time inventory spends waiting for the next step. The lean management philosophy examines internal processes to reduce queue or wait times and thereby reduce WIP inventory levels as well as manufacturing lead times. This concept applies to in-transit inventory as well. In general, less time spent in transit means lower costs. However, the increased cost of shortening transit time must be factored into the cost equation. For example, air transportation is very expensive, but enables radically shorter lead times.